called tea kettles.
Tea kettles, right.
And now with
a But that's a different thing.
That's a different thing. That's
yeah, from a, no, what I started to say, a teapot, I guess that tea kettle came from the teapot. You know, you heat the water to make your tea, and I suppose that's where they get the tea kettle. Don't bother, baby, let me sleep.
When you sit down to eat at the table, you'll have your plate, but then you'll have some things to eat with. You'll have a
knife, a fork, and a spoon.
All right. And suppose by accident someone took away one of your spoons, but they had left you two of those things to cut with. You'd say, look here, I've got two
knives.
After dinner, we clear the table, and then we
wash the dishes.
All right. When a woman is through, she washes the dishes, and then she's told to get them to the soap aisle. She, them.
Right, rinses them.
What do you use to wipe dishes if you don't let the air dry them? If you want to get them dry, you wipe them with a
towel.
Right. When you wash your face, you use a
towel, soap, water.
On a piece of
cloth. Oh, washcloth.
Are you ever that called wash rag?
Wash rag. That's what it was called back when I was a kid.
All right, would you still say that?
No, I say washcloth. But I guess I'm just trying to be a little more modern, but people still say wash rags. Go get me a wash rag. Mm-hmm.
Wash rag.
Or a dish rag, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't say dish towel, they call them dish rags.
Right, was the dish rag the one?
It could be either.
It could be either one. All right, when you want to get some water out, if you have a sink in your house, you know, with indoor plumbing, to get the water into the sink, you turn the
faucet.
All right, suppose this little handle is on the outside of your house. You'd say, I had to go out and turn off the
faucet. Okay.
If it's on the outside of the house, you know, when you're
turn the water, go turn the water off.
If you had the, you know, the hose connection there, you'd say that place where you connect your hose is the
faucet. You'd still be a faucet, wouldn't it?
All right. Then what, suppose it were out away from the house, you know, sometimes you'll see a pipe coming up out of the ground with a little place where the water can come out. That would be
water fountain?
I'm wondering if you ever hear the word hydrant used.
Hydrant,
outside.
Yeah. That's back a long time ago, that's what they were called, but I've gotten away from that. You know, you don't call them hydrants. You say fire hydrant.
Yes.
Now that's called the big, but you don't say that no more.
Well, in the old days, hydrant. Was a hydrant onto the house, to, or is it always away from the house?
No, they were, the inside ones were called hydrants too,
they were.
I believe.
Even at the sink,
yeah,
would have been called
the hydrant.
Too.
Right.
All right. Flour in the old days was kept in a big
barrel.
All right. If you are pouring a liquid from one bottle to another, say you had some milk and for some reason you're going to pour it into a Coke bottle. Well, a Coke bottle has a very small top. So to keep from spilling it, you'd put in a
funnel.
When you're driving horses to make them go faster, you might crack a
whip.
And you mentioned a little while ago the paper bags that you use to mallet put the groceries in. Is a bag always made out of paper, or can it be made out of cloth?
It could be made out of cloth and say plastic bags.
No, plastic bags. I'm wondering if you would be more likely to say bag if it were cloth.
No, you'd say sack.
Flour
sack.
You understand what I'm driving
at? Yeah. Because when we got flour, used to, you know, it came in sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now it comes in paper bags. So it was called sacks.
Was there ever a time when you went to the store that you would say, I'm going to get a bag of sugar, for example?
Oh, yeah.
Now, would that be considered a measure?
I checked it.
They would know that this was a size.